Hello everyone and welcome to Superman Homepage Live, brought to you by supermanhomepage.com, the number one Superman fan site in the world. In this, our April 1st, April Fool's Day Superman Homepage Live show, we're going to be covering a range of topics, including April Fool's Day. We're going to be talking about some of the things happening with Superman, the upcoming 2025 film. I've got a bit of news for UK fans around Superman and Lois. We've got comic book stuff to talk about, merchandise, and so much more. We're also going to turn to you to ask for your questions and comments on any particular Superman topic you would like to discuss. So to let you know how all that works and how you can get involved in tonight's show, I'm going to give you all those details in a second. But before I do that, let me introduce you to my co-host, Mark Lax. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Going by my little script that's in my head that I just know off the top of my head that
Michael
and I usually do, and he goes into how people get involved, but this is what fans can do to get involved. All they have to do is go to supermanhomepage.com/live to be part of the show. There they'll find a press call now button, that they can press, I should say, or you can scan the QR code on the screen right now if you're watching live via YouTube. That'll take you to the green room where you'll be able to still listen to the show, be part of the show, hear what's going on, and then we'll be able to bring you in if you want to call and talk to us live on the show tonight. So that's what you can do to become part of the show, to talk to us using your phone or your computer. Don't forget to use an external microphone and make sure you've got a headset or headphones in because there is a bit of delay and that can cause a little few issues. But right now, we're happy to get our live listeners who are watching us on YouTube, JP, MyFlock, MyFlack, Butson, and others. Please give us a thumbs up and a like right now, whether on YouTube or on Facebook, and make sure you leave a comment as you're going along. We really appreciate our live listeners. We appreciate our sponsors, Douglas Meacham, John Patrick Van Pelt, Tina Murray, and C. Ralph Adler. Thank you for your support sponsoring the show. And if you'd like to join those fine folks and be part of the show tonight, and be a sponsor of the show, I should say, then simply go to supermanhomepage.com on Patreon. So patreon.com/supermanhomepage, or you can click the join button on YouTube. There are different levels of membership with different levels of perks. Sadly, someone's given us a thumbs down watching live. That's not nice.
Thumbs down.
Maybe they've clicked the wrong button. Ah, they fixed it. It's gone up.
Oh, no.
All good.
Okay.
Talking about people giving us a thumbs up right now, live while we're on the show, you can participate in the comments there on YouTube and Facebook, and we will be able to see what you're saying. So feel free to ask any questions, post a comment, and we'll be able to react to those. But if you'd like your comment or question featured on the screen as we go live to the show tonight, then feel free to press the dollar symbol on YouTube. That will open up a slider on your screen. You decide on the dollar amount you're willing to donate, and we will feature your comment or question live on the screen as we go along on YouTube tonight. So, Mark, it's, as I said, April Fool's Day, April 1st, start of a new month. Did you get tricked out by anybody or anything on the internet today? It's one of those days you've got to be very careful about what you read.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I don't look forward to April 1st most of the time because everyone's making, I mean, you always have your annual one, and that's fun, you know? But you just don't know now, you know, you're looking at something, you're like, oh my God. And it's like, oh, April Fool's. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be all day, you know,
so
it gets to be too much. I mean, yeah. You know, we have our fun, but you know, it gets to be too much after a while.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things that you either love it or hate it. So here in Australia, I don't know how or where it came about, but April Fool's Day only lasts up until midday. So, and if you try to prank something after or someone after midday, you're the fool. So it's kind of like only a half day thing. So it's not too much of a big deal. You can get away with it in the morning, but then after that, it's kind of all done and dusted. But I don't think you guys have that in the US, or I don't think other countries do that necessarily.
No. I mean, here we just, you know, it's all day. People really don't care. They just fool you and fake outs, and I like the way you do it, though. You have half a day, and then if anybody does it later, then they're the fool. I like that.
Yeah, that's it.
I like that.
So on the Superman homepage, yeah, we've been doing annual April Fool's Day pranks. Sometimes we do three stories, sometimes we do two. This year we just did the one. It was in relation to the upcoming Superman movie, saying that James Gunn was going to reportedly have a secret identity reveal in the upcoming film, a la what Brian Michael Bendis did in the comic books with Superman revealing to the world that he is Clark Kent. We made out that that was going to happen in the upcoming film. Not to our knowledge, that's not happening. It is just our April Fool's Day prank that was up on the website. So, yeah, it's not the case. So you can relax if you got caught out by that one. It was just an April Fool's Day prank as Mixie.
Mixie's Peter, like, yes, there he is.
So wearing the, it's Mixie's birthday on April 1st, April Fool's Day, which makes
that's
sense,
right,
being the trickster that he is. So we'll get to all those in This Week in History. But yeah, so sorry if you got caught out. Not the most groundbreaking or earth-shattering April Fool's Day prank that we've ever done. We've done some doozies in our time. This time around was pretty mild, but nevertheless, it's a bit of fun. So hopefully you took it in the spirit that it was intended.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I come to expect, you know, every year, what's Steve going to do this year? What's Steve going to do this year? I look forward to, you know, because I know you're going to do something funny, and, you know, so I look forward to it. But, God knows I would, please do not reveal his identity. I'm sure he won't. I think the way James Gunn's talking about what he's doing and all that, he's not going to do that.
No,
but then again, we don't really know, but
we
I don't think so either.
One of the best April Fool's Day pranks that we've ever pulled at the Superman homepage was the year that I did a great Photoshop job on the Superman statue in Metropolis, Illinois, where I said that a twister had gone through and knocked off the head of the statue. And it was pretty believable. Little image that I put together there, a photo that I had doctored. And supposedly the Chamber of Commerce there in Metropolis, Illinois, and the Superman Museum were getting inundated with messages from people concerned that the statue had been ruined and it wouldn't be fixed in time and for the celebration. And it's still, I've seen the image still going around to this day, people passing it off as real. So that was probably one of the better ones we've done over the time.
Yeah, I do. I remember that. I didn't realize it got so as far as that, but I do remember that was a big one because everyone was like, you know.
Yeah, freaking out.
You know, you can believe that people are going to knock off a statue's head. So, you know, you do that. People are just thinking, oh, my God.
So that was probably the extent of our April Fool's messages in tonight's show. So you can be sure that the rest of tonight's show will be on the up and up. Nothing underhanded. Mm-hmm. So we'll move forward.
Nothing
now.
Sneaky.
Nothing sneaky. No, that's it. No. Got it out of the way. Got it off our chest. Let's move on to some legitimate news. And this week we've found out that the grandsons of Jerry Siegel visited James Gunn at his offices there at Atlanta, where the new Superman movie is being filmed. And they gifted James Gunn with a signed copy of Action Comics number 1. It's obviously a reprint. It's not a original 1938, but still, nevertheless, it is signed by Jerry Siegel. So it's a very nice gift that they have given there to James Gunn and the crew of the upcoming Superman film. This is Mike and Jim, who are the Michael and James Larson, who are the sons of Jerry Siegel's daughter, Laura. And so that's very nice.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, it also shows they have faith in him. I guess, you know, for doing that. I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously not an official number one, but it is signed by Jerry Siegel. So right there, it just, you know, that's something too you want to put in the vault, you know.
100%.
We're talking about how we couldn't keep, you know, buying, you know, for a few million dollars Action Comics number 1. We wouldn't put that in the living room, you know, we put it in the vault. Well, Jerry Siegel signed it, to me, that would go in the vault.
Yeah, indeed. So this photo was taken late February when the cast of the new film were together doing a table read there at Atlanta, Georgia. And the Michael and James visited the offices there and passed on that gift. So that's very nice to see that, as you said, they have the trust in what's coming. And maybe they'll try to get an inside scoop themselves to see what's going on with this new film. But nevertheless, maybe. Very nice. There you have it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Very cool news. All right, so that's all we have on Superman, the upcoming film, 2025. We know July 11th, 2025 is the release date for that movie, and we'll keep you posted with any other details that do come to hand that are, as I said, legitimate. All right, if you're a fan of Superman the movie and you live in Idaho, I think it's pronounced Boise?
Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, Boise, Idaho. They are having a special screening of Superman the movie there this week. It was on Friday. So if you went, I hope you enjoyed it. Yes, it was on March 29th. So it was news for this week. But if you were there and you enjoyed
April Fools.
Yeah. No. putting all together, all the news that was there for this week, and didn't realize that this one had already screened. So hopefully you enjoyed it and got out to the Egyptian Theater there in Boise, Idaho. If you live in that area and enjoyed seeing Superman the movie on the big screen. Piper Cody in the comments saying that it would be nice if the Siegel grandsons were used as cameos in the movie. You never know, that might be possible. Not that anybody would necessarily know who they were. So it's not like most cameos where you see someone like, talking of Superman the movie, we saw Kirk Allen and Noel Neal as the parents of Lois Lane on the train. So that was a nice cameo. We've seen, obviously, Noel Neal and Jack Larson in Superman Returns as cameo appearances. There have been many over the years. So cameos are usually kind of for those people that you would recognize as being someone from the world of Superman. But yeah, if they wanted to be extras or something like that, they could say that they were in the film. That might be nice, but not that anybody would necessarily know who they were.
No, but you know, for them, if you know, they like you said, put them in a crowd scene or something. For them, that would be something. To us, we have no idea who they are, you know, as far as what they look like and all that. So it wouldn't mean anything, but
no.
Might mean something to them.
Exactly, and to the family. So that would be a nice touch. Now, this one is for fans in the UK. We move on to the TV side of the world of Superman. And while I haven't posted anything on the website as yet, I'm waiting for an exact date. I'm happy to report for UK fans who have been waiting very patiently that Superman and Lois Season 3, while we're waiting for Season 4, fans in the UK are still waiting for Season 3, and it will air this month on BBC One. I don't know an exact date in April. I'm still waiting for that. It's not in this first 2 weeks. It'll be in the second half of April. Once I know a date, I will put it up on the website. But Season 3 of Superman and Lois for UK fans will be coming this month, April, on BBC One. So keep an eye out on our website for an announcement for the exact date.
Yeah, I don't know how these things work. I don't understand, you know, the rights and all of that. But I mean, we're talking about the UK. You would think they would get the show like the same time we would. I mean, they get other shows, you know. I mean, I don't know.
I guess it comes down to popularity. You know, maybe Superman and Lois isn't as in demand there. I mean, here in Australia, we pretty much get it the same week the US. But yeah, I don't know what the issue there is with Superman and Lois in the UK as far as why the BBC are so slow in bringing the seasons to television there for their fans. Because in this day and age where the internet allows you to get your viewing in other nefarious ways that, you know, people will download them or what have you, why would you chance having low ratings once you do actually pay for it and screen it, if those diehard fans who are waiting for it may not have waited because they just didn't want to be so far behind.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't
because
make sense.
And you know a lot of people in the UK have seen it. And you know, not the way they should, and then they're not going to watch it when it's on, and then you know, they just, you know, kind of shooting themselves in the foot by doing that. But
exactly. It's a vicious circle. So not sure why, but the situation is that way in the UK. But nevertheless, if fans are still waiting, or maybe they want to see it again on TV, then later in April, Season 3 will be airing there on BBC One. We'll keep you posted, as I said. All right, well, let's jump into some of our regular segments, and we're going to get into the This Week in History segment as I bumble my way through once more.
Come with me now, my son, as we break through the bars of your earthly confinement, traveling through time and space.
All right, so here we go with This Week in History as I bring up my notes and bring up some of the imagery. Let's see if I can manage to get this done without too many issues. All right, so we're going to start with going. It's a weird one this week because we don't have anything in 1944. Nothing in 1954, so we're jumping right up to 1964, where April 2nd, 1964 saw the release of Superboy number 113, and in this issue we had two stories, Dad Kent's Boyhood and the Superboy of 800 Years Ago, which is there on the cover.
Yeah, what's that? He's looking through a door? He's looking through a door.
Yeah, using his X-ray vision, all-time travel issue, it says in here. And got a great cover by Kurt Swan and George Klein.
Yeah, that is a good cover.
That was Superboy number 113 in 1964. We jump straight to another, to 1974, where April 2nd, 1974, saw the release of Justice League of America number 112. And we saw War with the One Man Justice League on the cover there. There are also some backup stories. Another Justice League story was The Super Exiles of Earth. This is another one of those 100-page giants for only 60 cents back in the day.
Wow.
A Nick Carty cover there.
They haven't gone up too much since then.
Yeah, not right. Okay, so that was 1974. Then we jump to April 1st, 1984, where we saw the Superpowers collection, Superman number one. And I'm guessing these were an item that came out with action figures, the Superpowers collection series of action figures or wave of action figures. This was the Superman issue. There was also a Batman and a Wonder Woman that same week.
Yeah, I do. That I do remember.
Mm-hmm.
And probably had at the time.
Right, there you go. So that was 1984. Also that same week in 1984, we saw the release of Best of DC number 50, which was obviously a collection of stories. There was the Superman OMAC, The Once and Future War, The Kid Who Played Superman, Luthor Unleashed, and then a Superman Legion of Substitute Heroes story, Ambush Bug 2. That's an interesting on the cover there.
Yeah, I didn't remember. Yeah, I don't remember that. I know I read some of the stories that are in there, but I don't remember that.
That's an interesting Best of DC.
That's not a digest, was that?
No, it's it must have been some kind of digest, I guess. It's just kind of like a collection of stories, the Best of DC. So the year's best Superman stories. Obviously maybe reprints, I guess. Kurt Schaffenberger cover there. Also 1984 saw the release on April 5th of DC Comics Presents number 71, Superman and Bizarro, on the cover there, an Ed Burrito cover. Pencils by Kurt Swan.
That was a fun issue.
Oh, you remember this one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good.
That was fun.
That's 1984. Also 1984, Superpowers Collection Brainiac number 5. So this is another one of those action figure, I guess, collections that came out in 1984 to tie in with the Superpowers action figures. There's a Brainiac flavored one there. And then we jump through to 1994, where April 5th, 1994 saw Action Comics 699 released. This was written by Roger Stern. And the story inside was Eye of the Hurricane. This means war on the cover there. Great Jackson Geiss.
Yeah, that was
cover with the very heavy-headed hair Superman.
Mm-hmm. The longer-haired Superman.
That was Action Comics in 1994. Then we jump through to 2004, where Avengers JLA number 4. I think I mentioned a couple of these last week. This was included last week erroneously. It should have been this week's, because that was it's in part of this week's releases. So Avengers JLA number 4, as we said, very iconic cover. Also, I mentioned this one last week, JLA number 95. Put it in too early. And again, Legion number 31 was also one I mentioned last week, as was Superman number 203, which, as I said, I mentioned last week, which should have been left for this week. So those are the books that came out this week. This one, obviously, by Joe Kelly with art by Michael Turner. And then we jump through to 2014, where Action Comics number 30 was released on April 2nd, 2014. Unbound was the internal story title. This one was written by Greg Pak, with Aaron Kuda doing the internal pencils and the cover.
Yeah, I remember the doomed storyline. You know, Kuda and Pak at the time were actually doing a pretty good job in Action Comics. That some of those stories were, you know, some of the better stories. But then, of course, it came out, you know, later on when they did that Truth story arc. That was actually Greg Pak's. He was the architect, I think, of that.
Mm.
So, looking take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yeah, the cover here, the S, looks very reminiscent of what we're about to see in the upcoming movie.
It does.
Very.
And I don't remember at the time why it, you know.
Could have just been the artist, but yeah, very interesting. Just noticed that myself.
Yeah.
Also, that same week in 2014, we saw the release of Earth 2, number 22. Where I don't know how involved Superman was in this story, but Tom Taylor and Nicola Scott, two Aussies there, doing the work on this one. And also that same week, Trinity of Sin, the Phantom Stranger, number 18, I mentioned because there's obviously Superman on the cover there, this one called The Ghosts of Metropolis, which is kind of very interesting because we're about to have a Ghosts of Krypton series come up with action figures that are tying in. I've mentioned a couple of weeks recently. So, yeah, very ghostly image there with the Phantom Stranger, obviously, in the background. And this one was by J.M. DeMatteis. So mentioned that one. Then we go to the real world. We're in the real world of Superman. We have this week, we are commemorating, just get my calendar nice and handy, on March 31st, Sunday, March 31st, so we start from Sundays. Action Comics number 252 introduced us to Kara Zor-El, Superman's cousin, Supergirl. That was back in March 31st, 1959, which makes it an anniversary of
It was
59.
Okay, so 65 years.
65 years.
Yeah,
my math is
65 years.
So 65 years. Now
mine.
Supergirl. So congratulations to all those involved. Of course, she's stuck around for all that time. Also, celebrating his birthday this week is Mark McClure, best known for playing Jimmy Olsen in the Christopher Reeve Superman films, as well as the Supergirl film, the only cast member to be across all four or five films, I should say. Happy birthday to Mark McClure. Obviously, he's very well known for playing Marty McFly's brother in the Back to the Future films as well. He's across a number of different popular...
Yeah, two huge franchises.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you for that, Mark. He was born in... He was born in... Where is it? Mark McClure, born in 1957. So happy birthday to Mark. Also celebrating a birthday this very day, Annette O'Toole, who obviously we know played Lana Lang in the Superman 3 film, but then was also Martha Kent in the TV series Smallville. She was born on April 1st, 1954 in Houston, Texas. So happy birthday to Annette O'Toole. Sam Huntington, also born on April 1st, and he was Jimmy Olsen in Superman Returns. So happy birthday to him. And as I mentioned earlier, April 1st is also the birthday, traditionally celebrated, the birthday of Mr. Mixius Pitalik, the imp from the fifth dimension. No surprise, I guess it's kind of fitting that he is commemorated on April 1st. So Mixie's birthday. Also this week, Marlon Brando, the late great Marlon Brando, who played Jor-El in Superman the movie and also in the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2, was born in 1924 in Omaha, Nebraska, and the late great Marlon Brando. And Cameron Cuff, who played Segel in the short-lived two-season series Krypton. He was born in London, England in 1993 on April 5th. So happy birthday to Cameron Cuff for this coming week. So that is This Week in History. I've managed to stumble through it. I hope you enjoy looking back at the decades and the birthdays that we celebrate this week.
Very, very good job. I didn't realize that Marlon Brando would have been 100 years old.
Yeah. 100th birthday for Marlon Brando. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So there you have it. All right. We're going to take a quick break, play some messages, come back on the flip side to do the fan favorite segment of our show. And we're also going to do the comic book side of the world of Superman. We've got some a new magazine to talk about. So stick with us. We'll be back after these messages with the rest of tonight's program. And don't forget, if you do want to get in on tonight's program and have a chat with us live tonight, feel free to go to supermanhomepage.com/live and press the call now button. We'll be back right after these messages.
We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
If you're enjoying Superman Homepage Live, then please like and share this video with your family and friends. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, then you can click on the bell to receive notifications whenever we post a new video. You can also join our YouTube membership program. Just click the join button below. Or you can become a patron and support our website by going to patreon.com/supermanhomepage.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. No, it's supermanhomepage.com, the number one Superman fan site in the world. supermanhomepage.com, covering the world of Superman from the 1930s to today. News, reviews, rumors, and reports. supermanhomepage.com for all your Superman comics, TV shows, movies, cartoons, radio shows, and more. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Man of Steel and more. SupermanHomepage.com.
Thanks, Superman Homepage, for all the support over the years. I really appreciate it.
I'm Matt Ballmer. I'm the voice of Superman and Superman Unbound, and this is the Superman Homepage.
Right here on Superman Homepage.
Hi, Steven. This is Lois Lane from the Daily Planet.
Do you want to start a video podcast but don't know where to start? Or maybe you've been podcasting for a while but you're bored with the traditional audio-only format. Either way, I've got just the thing. Ecamm Live is the number one choice for busy podcasters who want to easily create professional-looking video podcasts. But why? They're more engaging for your audience, and video keeps their attention so they're more likely to stick around and become part of your community. Let me show you just how easy it is with Ecamm Live. You can drag and drop graphics right onto your show to make it more professional. If you have a co-host or guests, bringing them onto your show is a breeze. You can even tweak the look of your guest video no matter where they are. And you can set up your scenes in advance, so when your show starts, you can play your intro and easily switch between your scenes during the show. So it really simplifies your workflow and eliminates the need for a bunch of editing. Plus, your isolated audio tracks are saved right onto your computer along with your high-quality video files, so there's no more waiting for a link to download your files. They're right there. And once you're done, you can upload it to your syndication platform. It's time to give your audience what they really want. So if you're ready to become a visual authority and take your podcast to the next level with video, join the Ecamm fam. Thousands of podcasters have already made the switch. We're just waiting on you.
Just go to supermanhomepage.com/Ecamm.
Yeah, well, it's the price you pay.
You sign a lot of autographs?
Oh, yeah, you?
Some. They ask me to bend stuff a lot.
I can see that. What?
It's Lois. She's in trouble.
Did you look through that building?
Well, kind of. It's glass.
Watch it.
Whoa.
Idiot.
Lois!
Superman, I've forgotten my wallet.
I can't carry money in this. I'm powerless.
I'm not.
What's with the spinning?
He idolizes me. It's embarrassing.
My hero.
What's that? It's a huge comet hurtling perilously towards Earth. We're doomed!
I think you better get this one.
You can do more with the American Express card.
Wait! Could you? It's for my kid.
Speaking of cameo appearances, Jack Larson appearing in that Seinfeld American Express TV commercial, looking up when the comet is announced. So there you have it. All right, let's get into the fan favorite segment of our show. Here we go. All right, so Mark, what was our fan favorite question from last week?
Our question last week was, what is your favorite Triangle Era comic book cover? And JP Roca wrote, my favorite Superman Triangle Era cover is Dan Jurgens and Brett Breeding Superman 76, 1993, Triangle Number 6, Funeral for a Friend, Part 4, Metropolis Mailbag 2.
Wow, it's a mouthful, but yeah, it's a great Dan Jurgens and Brett Breeding cover from Superman number 76, number 6 triangle from 1993. Thank you to JP for that one. Very cool. Next up, we have Lorenzo Valdez, who wrote in saying, I was born in 1998, so I missed out on the Triangle Era as it was being originally published. Last year, however, I was at a con at which I won a free comic of my choice out of a bunch of back issue boxes. As soon as I came across this particular issue, Action Comics number 764 from the tail end of the Triangle Era, I knew just from the cover that this comic was the one I had to take home with me. Smallville, the show, is my favorite incarnation of the Man of Steel, and as a result, I tend to be especially drawn to any Superman content that spotlights the town of Smallville, so this cover instantly appealed to me immensely. I remember going and sitting by the swimming pool at my condominium complex after the convention to joyfully read this exciting issue. I now submit this as my favorite Triangle Era cover. Since I'm emailing you anyway, I again was unsure whether... Oh, he's just putting in his super secret soundbite entry, which I have taken note of. So thank you to Lorenzo. Very good. That's a very nice cover. Yes, very much towards the end of the Triangle Era, number 17 from the year 2000.
Yes.
All right, who's next?
Oh, I'm next. Brian Ignatius Pratt wrote, I would say that my favorite Triangle era cover would be the amazing and beautiful cover of Adventures of Superman 525 by the great duo of Stuart Immonen and Jose Marzan Jr. How can any Superman fan that ships Supes and Lois not love this cover? The text at the top perfectly encapsulates the message of the striking image below, Lois and Clark forever.
Yeah, very nice cover. Yes. Definitely, you can straight away tell Stuart Immonen's pencils. So, yes, 1995.
Oh, yeah.
Triangle number 25. Thank you, Ryan, for sending that one in. Great memories. All right, the final entry we had was from Elliot Quadrado, who wrote in saying, my favorite cover from the Triangle era would have to go to Action Comics number 700. I remember this issue really catching my attention when I was young, and it showed how Superman is always the guy with the weight of the world on his shoulders. Lois and Jimmy being the prominent characters while running for their lives as Clark tries to hold back the destruction of Metropolis is one hell of a classic visual. Very nice. Yes, that's a great cover. The Fall of Metropolis era, number 24 from 1994, but issues number 700 of Action Comics. So very cool. That's
yes.
Very nice. Thank you very much to Elliot, to Ryan, to JP and Lorenzo for their entries to this fan favorite question for this week. So thank you for those. And Mark, what is our new fan favorite question for this week?
Our new fan favorite question is, what is your favorite Mr. Mix's Pendulic comic book cover?
Yeah, with today being Mix's birthday, it's a great way to commemorate some of the best and better covers for Mr. Mix's Pendulic. So get involved in the fan favorite segment of our show. Send your emails to info@supermanhomepage.com. That's info@supermanhomepage.com. Let us know what your favorite Mr. Mix's Pendulic comic book cover is, and we will feature them when we return to this segment next week. So get involved in the fan favorite segment of our show. All right, so we've got that out of the way. Let's move on now to the comic book side of the world of Superman, and here are the comic books that you can enjoy this week, and there are a couple of good ones out there. This is what you've got to look forward to if you are a comic book reader. We have Kneel Before Zod number 4, that is available in a couple of different variant covers right there. We also have Superman 78 The Metal Curtain number 6. I believe this is the final issue of this story. Yes. And that is available in a couple of cool different variant covers there. And also out this week in trade paperback form is JLA Book 1 with the electric blue Superman on the cover there. And also out this week is Superman Lois and Clark Doom Rising trade paperback from that era of when they were telling stories about the original Superman, him and Lois living secretly for a while there while they brought up their son John. So that's the books coming out this week. Superman 78, The Metal Curtain number 6 being the big one, which you reviewed for the site, Mark, and that review will be up on the website tomorrow.
Yes, very satisfying ending for people who enjoyed the book. They'll really enjoy it.
Excellent. So that's what we have to look forward to this week in the world of Superman comic books. So let's have a look elsewhere and talking about publications that you might enjoy. There is a new book, a magazine that is on newsstands now in the US. I haven't seen it anywhere here in Australia as of yet. They don't always get released here. But A360 Media has published a new magazine titled Superman Big Book of Trivia. It's a 96-page collector's special, which includes obviously Superman trivia from across his entire history. A great cover there. You've got Christopher Reeve featured twice for some reason. And you've got Brandon Routh. You've got Henry Cavill. You've got George Reeves. And a couple of the comic book and animated versions of Superman, which make up the green screen behind me tonight. So this is priced at $13.99 US and is available to get at local newsstands and other places around the US. But if you want to, you can also order it for online from magazine shop. Have you managed to find this one near you, Mark?
I was gonna go on Amazon to see if they had a. If they didn't have a digital version, then I'm definitely gonna. I gotta order the hard
physical copy.
So,
I don't think it's available on Amazon. I don't think there is a digital version available, so you might have to scout around for a physical copy or buy it online from magazine shop. But interesting publication. I'm not sure. I haven't seen. I've got some other. Pages that I can share with you from internally. So there's the contents. It's got Why We Love Superman, the comics, the origin story, the villains, the movie serial, also the 1950s TV show, the Christopher Reeve era, the Brandon Routh era, the Henry Cavill era, the cartoons, and then there's the opening introduction, Why We Love Superman, and a couple of great images and tributes to obviously Christopher Reeve there. So bit of trivia there for fans of the different eras and different versions of Superman. So it'll be interesting to have a look to see what kind of information they have in there and whether or not it's all 100% accurate.
We'll see. Yeah. Who would know?
So that's the big book of trivia available on newsstands now in the US, or as I said, you can purchase it online from magazine shop. All right, if you're a gamer, then DC Universe Online, the massive multimedia player online game, is available on PlayStation 5. It's an MMO role-playing game. This was a launch trailer that they released for the PS5. Check it out, if I can find it. So there you have it. That was just a very quick PS5 launch trailer for DC Universe Online, now available on PS5. DC Universe Online combines immersive environments and fascinating story arcs with fast-paced, physics-based combat, allowing players to pick up buses and other objects in the environment, fly into the air and throw them at enemies, run up the sides of buildings to engage in melee brawls while shooting flames of fire from their hands, or cling to the side of buildings while using a grappling hook to pull flying opponents out of the sky, all while fighting alongside or against the legendary characters of DC Comics and charting their own path to legendary. So there you have it, DCUniverseOnline.com. If you're unfamiliar with this game or want further details, it's been around for a while, but the PS5 version now available. So I'm impressed that the game has hung around this long.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into video games, so I've never played any of these games, but
No, fair enough. And looking at our live listeners, we've got quite a few watching right now as we go live to air. Please give us a thumbs up or a like right now. It's a great way to ensure that we are able to get to a larger audience. So feel free to please leave a comment or give us a thumbs up right now as you're watching the show. Hope you enjoy that. And for those who are listening after the fact on our podcast version, the audio version of the show, if any of the visuals that we're talking about or playing here pique your interest, then feel free to go to YouTube and watch the video there if you're interested in seeing some of the visuals, while our audio version on our, you know, on Spotify and Apple Music is just audio only. Any of the visuals you want to check out are available on our YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out, or just go to supermanhomepage.com to check out the latest episode video. All right, so that's the video game side of things. Now, in the world of Superman, as far as conventions go, there are a couple of conventions coming up next weekend that fans might want to check out and attend, because there are a number of Superman celebrities making their way to conventions this coming weekend. Sam Witwer, who, as you all know, was Doomsday Davis Bloom on the Smallville TV series and was also on the Supergirl TV series. He will be at Spookala, Tampa Bay, Florida, which is on from April 5th to April 7th. He'll be there for all 3 days. And then fans in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, will be the location for SC Comic Con. Jim Shooter will be there, as will Jay Lee and Robert Venditti. They will all be there for both days of the convention, April 6th and April 7th. Well, Jim Lee will only be there on Saturday only. So it's 10 years of SC Comic Con. So you might want to check that out in Greenville, South Carolina. Those are the Superman celebrities and comic book people attending those conventions next weekend. What's the local convention anywhere one close to you, Mark, that you would be partial to going to?
Well, in the summer we have Terrificon.
Okay.
Here in Connecticut, it's in I guess it's Uncasville. It's in where the casino is. It has the big convention center there.
Nice.
And I went once several years ago, but I wasn't prepared with how much money everything was going to be. So if I can go this year, I might try to go this year.
Yeah, very cool. Definitely
They've had it several years now. It's becoming fairly big.
Yeah, we've got two conventions here in Sydney, which are the big ones, Oz Comic Con and Supernova, which I try to get to whenever I can, especially if there's a Superman celebrity or comic book people attending. So definitely worth going to conventions and just to meet other Superman fans. I have started doing panels. I did a panel this past year for Superman's 85th anniversary, so that was cool. Not just to be wandering around the floor, but to actually get out there and present as well. It's definitely something that I enjoy doing. All right, from the Superman homepage side of things, the new month brings a new Super Trivia quiz. So if you're keen and want to try your hand at answering this month's Super Trivia quiz questions, turn off the convention announcements there. The Super Trivia quiz has been updated for the beginning of the new month, and the three questions we're asking you this time around are: which Superman villain traditionally celebrates his birthday on April 1st? I think we've given these away already. Which actor who has appeared in both a Superman movie and on the TV series Smallville celebrates her birthday on April 1st? And which Jimmy Olsen actor celebrates his birthday on April 1st? So if you've been listening and paying attention to tonight's show, these questions shouldn't be too hard for you. Just head to supermanhomepage.com/trivia. So, and you'll be able to send your entry in, and each person who guesses those three questions right will have their name in the never-ending battlers list on the Super Trivia quiz when we renew it for the following month. So get involved in the Super Trivia quiz at supermanhomepage.com. All right, just looking around, we've kind of it's been a very quiet week in the world of Superman. We're obviously still waiting on upcoming news for the new movie coming out in 2025. We're still awaiting news on season 4 of Superman and Lois, which we know will be around September, October this year, with 10 episodes making up the complete season of this fourth and final season. Still no word on a premiere date for season 2 of My Adventures with Superman, the animated series on Adult Swim. So we're waiting word for that. Obviously, we do know that there is a comic book coming out that will bridge the gap between season 1 and season 2 of My Adventures with Superman. So something we're looking forward to there. On the comic book side of things, obviously the comic books are still powering along. You've got your review, Superman 78, The Metal Curtain, number 6, coming out tomorrow. We've also got the Neil Pavor Zod review from JP coming out tomorrow. But looking ahead for the rest of the month from the Superman side of things, I guess the one that I'm kind of interested to look at is not coming towards the end of the month, but Superman House of Brainiac special number 1 comes out the last week of April. And I guess that kind of leads us into the next phase of where the Superman comic books will be headed.
Yes, that I'm really looking forward to.
So it's been a while since we've seen Brainiac in the comics.
It, yeah, in the main comics. Yeah, it has been a long time. And maybe this will answer a few questions as to why.
Yeah, what's he been doing?
What's ahead, you know.
What's ahead. So, and for fans asking about Michael Bailey, when he might be returning to the Superman homepage live screen with us, no words yet from Michael as to when he'll be settled into his new place. Things are taking a little bit longer than he originally planned. He was moving location, moving house, and new job and all that kind of stuff. So we wish him well. And I know Michael's busy doing his own things as well, and he's been posting a daily Superman social media post across all these different platforms lately. So he's still very much in the world of Superman. We eagerly await his return. But obviously, Mark, you're always welcome as a a friend of the show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed co-hosting with you over these last feels like a couple of months now since Michael stepped aside. So some ideas coming up that Mark and I will I'm going to be pitching to Mark to get him more involved in the site. So we'll have to discuss those off air to see whether or not we can continue to have Mark contributing to the show once Michael does return. But Mark's always heavily involved on the comic book review side of things, doing quite a few reviews for us of late. Superman 78, is that it? The final issue, number 6?
That's it. This is the very last issue. Now, hopefully we'll get another,
series.
Another volume 3 or something, but this is the last issue of this miniseries.
Cool.
And it's very good. It had a satisfying ending. And as I was thinking, there was a recent miniseries that I had reviewed that didn't have such a great, that wasn't such a great ending, wasn't such a great book, Superman Lost. I was just thinking how, I'm reading this and how fun it is and how much I'm really enjoying it. And then I'm thinking back to that 10 issue miniseries that just went around and around, and it had its good points. It had, a lot of bad points to it. Sometime I'll try to talk about it or write about it more, but or you could read my reviews. But just was not one of my favorites.
A lot of nice comments coming in on YouTube. People saying, "Don't leave, Mark," and hope Mark sticks around for a long time. Mark's not going anywhere, folks. Mark's sticking around.
Oh,
don't worry
around
about that. So he'll always be around. Is Venditti going to Ghost Machine? No, I don't really follow any of the writers outside of what they're doing on the Superman side of things. So can't answer that one for you, JP. But one I wanted to put to you, Mark, was what the heck happened to the last days of Lex Luthor?
I don't know. It came out months and months and months ago, and it hasn't been heard from since.
Scheduling the review for, we've got a little calendar that we have for our team of reviewers, and every week that I, every beginning of every month when I schedule the who's doing what review, the next issue of The Last Days of Lex Luthor just gets pushed to the following month because it was originally scheduled for I think late last year, and then I've just kept pushing it to January, to February, to March, to April. Now I've pushed it to June because I can't see it scheduled for any time soon. The next issue.
I don't know. And of course, when you look, or read about it, you hear different things. Oh, the art, the writing, this team's busy, that one's busy. And it's like, well, if that's the case, then when you schedule these things, when you start these things, I mean, shouldn't you know, you have this time to put this book out. And I mean, I understand things happen.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when they say, oh, we're still working on the art, I'm like, well, you knew about this for so long. I mean, I understand if you're doing other projects and things pop up, I understand that. But it's just, we could say, hey, look, things happen, but sometimes there's just no excuse for certain things. I mean, unless it's some big major reason, I mean, why is there such a big delay? Why is the art taking longer? Why is the story taking longer? I don't understand.
And that's the thing. This is supposed to have been a 3-issue miniseries. And I'm just going to bring up the... I'll turn off the one in the background there. So that was the cover for the first issue, book one. And it's supposed to be a 3-book miniseries. And the first issue came out in September 2023. I can't even remember what happened in the book this far back.
No, I can't
now. And issue two, there's still no... It hasn't been scheduled. If it's only 3 issues, then wait till Mark Waid, Brian Hitch, Kevin Nolan, etc. have actually finalized, finished writing, drawing, inking, coloring, printing the 3 books, and then issue them. Don't give us 1 issue.
And then, exactly.
And then we wait maybe till another 6 months before we get the next. It just does not make sense from a publishing point of view. I don't get, if you don't have the second book, don't put out the first book.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, because this happens all the time, you know? And you wonder, well, I mean, you know, especially if it's a miniseries and you know it's only going to be so many, finish the book, do the book, and then when the book is done, then put it out. Why, you know, why just do it one book and then say, oh, yeah, well, if the second one's going to be late, well, why? Shouldn't you have done it already? I mean, shouldn't you have finished the book?
Yeah, I mean, you're paid to do it.
So that's crazy.
Mind-boggling. But nevertheless, we wait for that one whenever it comes out. We might have to revisit the first issue to remind ourselves of what's going on with the second. Well, that pretty much brings us to the end of tonight's show. I want to thank everyone who tuned in. A lot of live listeners, watchers, viewers with us tonight. So we appreciate your company over this past hour. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you to those in the comments. JP, Mind the Gap, Butson, Steve, Piper, people on Facebook as well who we didn't get to see their names, Chance, Nostalgic Pod Blast, My Flack, and so many others. Thank you for your participation in making the show a lively discussion while we're doing the show. Thank you to you, my co-host, Mark Lax. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure. Sorry, I'm a little that far.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't crowd my space.
I'm sorry. Oh, jeez.
Mark and I will be back next week on Monday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. I want to remind our fans and friends in the Southern Hemisphere like myself, because of daylight savings ending here in Australia and other places in the Southern Hemisphere, the show will come an hour earlier in the day for us. It will still be at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time for our friends in the US. Nothing changes there, but fans in the Southern Hemisphere who go out of daylight saving, it will come an hour earlier. So if you're in Sydney like me in Australia, it'll be at 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday. But for everybody else, just you need to know Monday, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time is the show next week on Monday, April 8th. So Mark and I'll be back at that time for another edition of Superman Homepage Live. We hope you'll join us then. Thank you to our sponsors and our patrons, Douglas Meacham, John Patrick Van Pelt, Tina Murray, and C. Ralph Adler. We appreciate your support. My name is Steve Eunice. Thanks for watching Superman Homepage Live. Be sure to check out supermanhomepage.com for all your daily news updates on everything surrounding the Man of Steel. Good night.